Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
LGBT heresy infiltrates Orlando Northland Community Church. That's the subject on the table today on today's Faith and Freedom. I'm Holly Mee, Director of Communications for Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of BarbWire.com. And what we're talking about today is a recent event that happened in Orlando Church. There's about 20,000 members there at Northland Community Church. And the pastor there invited in a very radical LGBT group called the Reformation Project and pretty much gave them a platform to talk about their agenda of changing the church to affirm LGBT people as well as changing scripture. And this is very, very disturbing to us, Matt.
Well, it should be disturbing to any Christian, any Bible-believing Christian, and really there is no other type of Christian,
right?
Because we accept Christ as the way, the truth, and the life, and His Word, the Holy Scriptures, the New Testament, the Old Testament, are all God-breathed and good for reproofing and educating. And this is very, very clearly, at best, this is raw apostasy on behalf of the Orlando Northland Community Church. But really, it's more heresy, because what you have here is a church effectively coming in, like the Galatians, and spreading a different gospel, turning on its head the explicit and express prohibitions against sexual sin, the fact that the Bible is abundantly clear that anything outside of sexual behavior within the bonds of marriage between a man and a woman, that is sexual sin. And yet there's nothing new under the sun. Right. This is something we've become all too familiar with what I call, you know, you've heard about black liberation theology. I call this gay liberation theology. It's a radical misrepresentation and twisting of scripture in order to try to affirm sexual behavior that is explicitly and expressly called sin in the Bible. And boy, I would hate to be, because it's especially pastors and teachers are held to a much higher standard.
Right.
They're going to stand before God and have to defend calling God a liar, calling Jesus a liar, calling God's design for marriage just one of many potential options. And so this is really a shame. And this church should be condemned for this. And they have been roundly and widely condemned. And we condemn them today in the name of Jesus for this heresy and this apostasy in pushing sexual sin and calling it good. Woe to those who call evil good, Scripture says, and call good evil. And in this case, you have a church calling evil good. Not people. We're all fallen sinners.
Right.
But the behavior, the agenda, that is evil. Those who identify as gay or lesbian are no more evil than you or I or anyone else. We are all, none of us righteous, not even one. But to call evil and sinful behavior good, better to have a millstone around your neck, as Scripture says, than to lead these little ones into sin. And this church, better that they have a millstone around their neck than that they lead people into this deceptive practice of self-destructive sexual sin.
You know, I think of Jeremiah 23:1. It's woe to the shepherds who are destroying and scattering the sheep of my pasture, declares the Lord. And you know, I've had media call and say, why are you guys covering this issue? Why are you doing press releases on this church? You know, I mean, you're going to do it on every church that does a LGBT event. I'm like, well, you know, we are an education organization as well as litigation and policy. And it's important for people to know what's going on in the church. You know, it's very appropriate and very biblical to befriend those who are in LGBT lifestyle and to invite them into church so that they would hear the gospel, so they would hear the truth of God's word that would pierce their heart and they would understand His love and His desire for him. But it's not biblical and it's not appropriate to invite them in and give them a platform, which happened at this event. I even saw some of the Q&A that was going on, and the leader of this Reformation Project, very much an activist and very much with an agenda. They call themselves a let's say, a so-called Bible-based Christian grassroots organization. Well, that's contradictory to Scripture. To say a gay or LGBT Christian, that's contradictory to Scripture. And that's very much what they were doing when they were coming into this church and confusing the church members there. They had a survey that they asked the attendees to fill out. Some of the questions were like, how do you characterize your views about LGBT inclusion in the church? How much time do you spend studying the Bible's teaching as they relate to LGBTQ Christians? I mean, right there is just like red flag, red flag.
Yeah, you know? There are no LGBTQ Christians right. in the Bible.
Right.
In fact, these are individuals who are identifying their entire identity based upon sexual temptations and proclivities and sins. And so I often say, Holly, you know, take any other sexual sin and imagine a group coming in to advocate. For instance, let's take the sin of adultery, the right. sexual sin of adultery. Imagine a group coming in and said, and swingers, people who have open marriages and open, so they're committing adultery, right?
Right.
And imagine a swinger group coming in and saying, right. you know, we need to have an open dialogue about open marriages and swinging within the church.
Or bestiality or pedophilia.
Any sexual sin, anything outside of marriage,
right.
but particularly homosexual behavior. Paul talks about homosexual behavior, says those who engage in that behavior will not inherit the kingdom of God. Mm. And then to have this group come in and advocate for that behavior that results literally in the participants, unless they repent and stop, not literally not inheriting the kingdom of God. It is just shameful that this church would give an open platform and forum for those who are advocating sin and advocating against the clear, unequivocal teachings of the Bible. Put any other sin in there, and people would rightly sit up and go, wait a minute. But for some reason, they have built a persona around this particular sin and called it LGBTQ identity. And so people identify themselves based upon their sexual temptations and behaviors, and somehow that sin is treated different than other sexual sins. Shouldn't be the case.
I know. And to the other people that the pastor invited to be on the panel, in addition to the Reformation Project, was a so-called pastor, a female who was in a same-sex civil union, as well as another pastor. And they allowed this Reformation Project to hand out a pamphlet, which just... it just gets me riled up, because this founder has taken Scripture and he has some affirming messages and some not affirming messages. And so the affirming messages is basically taking Scripture and contorting it, saying that Sodom and Gomorrah had nothing to do with homosexuality. The punishment had nothing to do with same-sex behavior or romantic interest. I mean, that's heresy right there.
Yeah, well, it's just completely made up whole cloth out of thin air. There's no backing for that. There's no scriptural support for that. And in fact, the Scripture is very clear. My friend, Dr. Michael Brown, he's debated Matthew Vines, a pro-homosexual so-called Christian who is leading so many people astray. Pray for Matthew, pray for others who are leading people into this sin. But this gay affirming, like again, as I call it, gay liberation theology, it's sin liberation theology. Scripture says there's nothing new under the sun. People have been calling evil good and good evil since mankind first walked the earth.
Right.
And you know, the question being from the very Garden of Eden, did God really say? Well, here's what they're saying. Did God really say that homosexual sin is sin? Well, yeah, he did throughout both the Old and New Testament without any equivocation whatsoever. Yet, in our fallen, deceptive nature as human beings, we want to call evil good and good evil, and that's what this church is doing.
Right. And, you know, it's very dangerous to try to take God's word. It's not like Play-Doh, and we try to stuff it into a mold and conform it to what we want it to be, to our lifestyle, to our society. It's the other way. We're supposed to be conforming ourselves and our behavior to God's word. That's what he offers for us. And so, you know, yes, it's like you said, we need to pray for these people. Matthew Vines desperately needs the Lord. He desperately needs to know God's love, whatever hurt he's dealt with or in the past, you know, to lead him to this, as well as the other people in this organization. We want to make sure and pray, but also pray for the churches, for example, for this Orlando Northland church, you know, that we would, they would not allow these wolves, so to speak, to come in to harm their sheep. And I believe that's what this pastor has done. And please continue to pray for Liberty Counsel as well as we continue to defend cases regarding family and marriage and protecting it and protecting God's design for family and marriage. And stay informed at our website, lc.org. That's Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel, lc.org.